Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, a lot of grapes and different types of wines go through various cycles of being fashionable or unfashionable. And one of the poster childs for that notion would be Merlot.
Yes, unfortunately.
And I never thought it deserved the bad press it got, you know, because of that movie Sideways. You know, everyone thought it was fancy, you know, wonderful to dump on Merlot, and it's not deserved. There's some wonderful wines out there.
It's totally not deserved. I mean, you know, Merlot has its cycle. You know, Australian Shiraz has had a cycle. You know, there's a number of grapes that have had their sort of down cycles. But, you know, come on, folks. I mean, Merlot is the most heavily planted grape in all of Bordeaux. Mm-hmm. Some of the most famous wines in the world, Petrus for one of them, are Merlot-dominated wines. And, you know, Merlot is good stuff. Now,
it really is.
So I thought I'd take a look at a few. For those of you who haven't had a Merlot in a while and you want to just throw your toe in easily, here's a really inexpensive one that's actually pretty good, surprisingly, from the Lodi area. This is called Pirano Estate Vineyards. It's 2014 and retails for about $13. So I thought that was a pretty good value. You're going to get sort of classic flavors, ripe cherries, blackberries, a little bit of toast, and some vanilla, obviously, from the oak. And for $13 a pop, I think this is a pretty good introduction.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you want to move up a little bit, from Washington State, there is a producer called Desert Wind. And this comes from, I think I'm pronouncing this correctly, this is in the Columbia Valley, the Waluke Slope.
Okay.
Okay, just get up, work with me on that one.
I'm convinced.
Okay. This one's about $20. This has got, you know, wonderful plum with dark chocolate and tobacco notes, good length. It's sort of medium-bodied, fleshy. The tannins, as you would expect, are somewhat restrained. And for $20, again, this is a pretty good value wine. So I think it's something that's certainly worth exploring. Another wine that I hadn't had before, which I was excited to try, is called Oberon. And this is a product of the Michael Mondavi production. This one's going to sell for about $23, and it's the 2016. Again, your ripe plum with some notes of currant and a nice long finish, certainly something to be looked at. Another producer from the 2015 vintage is the Fabulist, which is another one I hadn't had before. It's got a really cool label with a big old rattlesnake on it. And I should have probably dug in a little to try to find why there's the rattlesnake on it. But what the hell? It's there, and it's actually pretty good. Again, about $23 a bottle. This is a little more intense than the Oberon. It's deep garnet, very layered fruit of dark cherry, mocha, black tea, and spice with some good length. And then just for giggles, I tried one from Italy. It's from a producer, E. Clivi, C-L-I-V-I. We'll have this on the website. It's a 2009, so it's fully mature in my opinion. This is from a DOC called Orientale de Friuli.
Oh, Friuli.
Yeah. It's about $30. I don't know what it is about Italian stuff, but they all have this just amazing layer of complexity. This one blew me away for $30. Intense, wonderful, dark, brooding fruit with this sort of earthiness that comes through, and then all your sort of classic dark cherry and plum flavors. It was dynamite.
Hugh, we ought to put these on the website, let people try to track them down. I think they sound fabulous. So don't give up on Merlot, folks.
Nope.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.